B-Pod Studios.
The Mike Missinelli Show.
.5 Fanatic, NBC Sports Philadelphia. Tyrone Johnson in for Mike Missinelli. Bryce Harper not in the lineup again. We'll talk about that more in a little while, but now it's time for What's Brewing with Jen. Here we go, Jen. Close the week strong.
Okay. We're going to start with some rooting and tooting.
Oh, all right.
So Tim McGraw is a famous country singer. He's actually performing tonight here in our area with our Rootin' and Tootin' station down the hall. Their big anniversary show is tonight, and he is the headliner. So I thought this was cute. He and his wife, Faith Hill, are both in the prequel to Yellowstone.
Okay.
It's called like 1886 or something like that. I haven't watched any of it. But they both act in that series. And he says that he and his wife fell madly in love with the one and only Ted Lasso. I mean, who hasn't fallen in love with Ted Lasso? Tim McGraw, though, saying his favorite TV show is Succession, which it is mine as well, that he really, really loves it. And, of course, he loves Yellowstone as well. But once he started Ted Lasso, he said he just couldn't stop. He's not a huge fan of comedies, so he was a little afraid to watch it, but he said there was just so much comedy and wisdom and heartfeltness with Ted Lasso. He just fell in love with it. And he said, sitting by the fireplace on a rainy night, there's nothing better to do than binge that show. I thought that was sweet.
It's not.
Of course it's not to you.
No, here's why. Here's why. I'm tired of this between Mike and Anthony and now him. I don't really like comedy. Why not? Well, like, think about this. These are people that brag about not liking to laugh.
I know. I don't understand that.
And now a show's got to be all like that. Also, I loved all of season one of Ted Lasso.
Yes.
Liked season two.
Exactly.
But the owner's storyline, awful.
It's not getting you.
Awful. drivel. Amongst the worst thing I've ever seen in my life.
It's not that bad.
It's that bad.
Is it?
That ridiculous.
I don't know. The Nate storyline, though, has got me ready for season three.
Oh, me too.
Well, that's different. I said I liked everything but that part.
Okay.
But yeah, all these people, I don't like to laugh.
I don't get
it. I don't understand this, Tim. Why don't you like to laugh? That's what I want to dig into.
Maybe it's because I feel this way sometimes. Maybe it's that when he goes to sit down to watch something, it's just more, he just wants more dramatic.
That's what you want? You want more drama in your life?
More drama. Life is serious enough.
Right. I'm just getting tired of these people that go, man, comedy stinks. Maybe you stink.
Maybe you stink. That's right, Tyrone.
You know what? I hope you have a great concert today and then rethink your whole life. Comedy's bad. I'm Tim McGraw.
Oh, all right.
He doesn't root or toot at all. There's no rooting and tooting down there. He's not having any fun.
He does have fun. No, he's really good at concert.
He's got violin players.
However,
he don't have any fiddle players at his show.
I think he does. I think you're right. I don't think he has a fiddle player. However, he would win next to Connor without their shirts off.
We don't know that.
No, I am absolutely positive of it.
You don't know that.
I haven't seen Tim in a year or two.
Well,
might be, that's what I'm saying.
You need to follow him on Instagram then, and when he goes to the Bahamas and he goes out fishing, he always takes a picture without his shirt on, holding up the fish.
My Cancun picture broke the station last year.
See?
Did it now.
It did.
It did.
Yeah.
I was contact for like 3 days.
Okay.
Like 4,000 Twitter notifications.
All right. I need to see that picture. I did not see it. Okay. We're going to go to India, which I believe is turning into the new Florida. So a man from India recently called the police in the middle of the night because he had an emergency in his home. That's usually what you do. Guy's 22 years old. He told the cops that he couldn't tell them what the emergency was over the phone. So the officers obviously went to the man's house. Found out that he was so drunk, all he wanted was two ice cold bottles of beer from the police officers. Now, this is in India. I don't think this would happen here. The officers pummeled him and arrested him for misusing the emergency phone system. I imagine he probably was a little disorderly, as drunk as he probably was.
I kind of think that was deserved.
The pummeling?
Don't be messing with 911.
I agree.
You arrive and you're playing games with 911. Then they should. He needed that beat.
He needed a pummeling.
I tell you what won't happen. He won't do it again.
He probably didn't remember.
See, you're right. But that's objectively funny to like when they show up. Be like,
I'll be honest.
You guys got a couple cold ones for me?
Both are funny. I think the call's funny. I think them showing up and him asking for beer is funny. and them beating him up also funny. Oh,
yeah.
Like, I'd be laughing as they're, you missed him. Why don't you get him in? You missed. Hold on. Get one more. Get one more.
That would be a great comedy sketch.
Yeah, I know. Actually, I love everything about that story, including how the cops handled it.
There you go.
Because, come on, stop playing around.
I've had a lot of stories from India recently. So.
Well, I guess the population's growing so fast there.
Yeah, I guess
so. You start, the more people, the more craziness you're going to get.
That's true. That's why Florida's so crazy. All right, and this is a very, very sweet story to end on here on this Friday.
We'll be the judge of that.
I'm feeling sweet since it's my birthday weekend.
Yeah.
All right, her name is Megan Marshall. She recently quit her job to help her terminally ill Labrador, Sasha. And what did she do? She's fulfilling Sasha's bucket list. Isn't that sweet? Megan said that she was running a business. It made her struggle and really affected her mental health. Her dog's health was getting increasingly worse. She said she was having a hard time juggling the two, the hard job and the dog basically dying. So she said, you know what? I'm going to close up the business. I'm going to work on myself and I'm going to give my dog the time that she needs. The bucket list popped up in her brain and she said, okay, you know what? Before my sweet puppy dies, I'm going to go do everything that the dog wanted to do. Look at you looking at me like that.
Are you kidding me with
this?
I'm sorry. I'm not laughing at the situation, but
I put a tyrant's face.
I'm sorry. Are you kidding me?
The dog has a degenerative condition which affects her hind legs.
Uh-huh.
And so,
that's very sad.
So they've gone to the beach. They've eaten ice cream together. She even entered Sasha in a dog show. They have downed a steak dinner together and had sleepovers with other dogs. She quit her job.
That's sweet to you?
Yes, to take care of her terminally ill dog, yes.
Okay.
She obviously was very successful, and she can afford to quit her job. So
kind of skipped past that part. You glossed over.
That's only what I'm assuming.
Let me tell you something, folks. Dogs are your family members.
Yes, absolutely.
The dogs are family members.
Yeah.
You don't quit your job when, like, your relative, human relative, if you got to pay bills, you got to eat.
Sometimes that happens.
You have to eat.
Well, yes. I'm assuming that she was quite successful.
Well, not only that, but the bucket list is something the individual who's getting ready to pass away comes up with. Did the dog create the bucket list?
Oh, right. Come on.
No, how do you know?
What if the dog wanted to lie on the
couch?
What
if the dog was like, you know what I want to do?
Parading this dog around.
I want to do a lot of nothing at the end. I know it's the end. I can't barely move. I hope she has a proper wagon and stuff for this dog for them hind legs not working and moving around.
I'm sure she does.
I don't know if she does.
Oh.
What if she doesn't like other dogs? Like if my bucket list will not include sleeping over with a bunch of strangers. Get y'all away from me. Get everybody away from me if you care about my bucket list.
Maybe they're not strangers. Maybe they're like the neighbor dogs.
Yeah, but we don't know. You can't ask the dog. It's not a bucket list if it's not the person deciding. They're just making the dog do things.
I think it's sweet that the woman is being sentimental about her fallen family member.
Yes.
I think the way she's going about it is borderline abusive.
Stone heart.
It's not stone heart.
It is. That is a sweet story.
That is a sweet story for, hey, don't try to duplicate that, people. Because if being homeless, I tell you what's not sweet, homelessness.
No, it's not.
That was much more with Jen. If you listen to her, hey, every time your dog's sick, quit your job and just start doing stuff. You know what you'll lead to? You'll have nothing.
I do not condone that. No,
well,
no.
You encouraged it.
No.
See, it's Jen's birthday. And for her birthday, if you want to wish her a happy birthday, be homeless. And then she'll think you're sweet.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.